You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is a beautiful day today in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have a great expert here with us this morning from one of my favorite organizations in Pensacola that does so much good. I want to welcome this morning Carrie Smeda. She is the Associate Executive Director for the Man of Food Pantries. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you for...
I know. I'm so happy that you could be here this morning. Tell us a little bit about Man of Food Pantries. Some folks, believe it or not, may not know much about you. They may not know a whole lot about you. But if you would, just tell us a little bit about the history of the organization and some of the services you provide in our area.
Yes. And Meg, I'm so sorry. I cut out there for a moment. So I might repeat something that you just mentioned, and I apologize for that. But yeah, MANA has served this community, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, for more than 42 years. And, you know, that has looked very different over the decades in the way that we serve our community. But right now, we operate an emergency food assistance pantry here on site on E Street in Pensacola. And then we also work with 25 community partners to operate 18 food security programs. What we have learned over the years is that, you know, when somebody needs food, that is not the only thing that they need. And so it is, we can be so much more impactful when we work with other organizations and agencies that provide other services so that we can really lift up individuals and families in need.
Wow. Well, I was looking on your website this morning just for fun, and I've looked on it, said something about MANA programs and services. So in my mind, I thought, okay, you provide food for folks that need assistance, and they come by the big warehouse. I've actually been there and been able to help on occasion with sorting the cans and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I saw a list here of, oh my gosh, at least 15 plus organizations that you assist, and some of the programs that you do that I'm kind of curious about: Backpack for Teens, Tummy Bundles, Food as Medicine. You have Gulf Coast Kids House, Santa Rosa Kids House listed here. Oh my gosh, what are some of the things, like, as we get into the fall season, that y'all are focusing on right now and maybe we can help you with?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll tell you, unfortunately, we have seen child food insecurity rates skyrocket. Right now in Escambia County, Meg, 1 in 4 children are food insecure. And that just boggles the mind, to be quite honest.
It's so hard to believe that's
so
true.
You know,
gosh.
Oh, my word, it is. And so, you know, what most of our programs, our food security programs, do is shore up that food resource for children in our community. So you mentioned Tummy Bundles. That's a partnership with our friends over at Boys and Girls Clubs. You know, those folks are doing great work with children in our community, and they're working with them on their educational outcomes, and they're, you know, doing some education on nutrition and health. And so they're using MANA's food resource as a tool in their toolkit to really lift that child and that child's family up. You know, Backpack for Teens, that's a partnership actually with the Santa Rosa County School District. And for many years, we have worked with them. We coordinated that with Dr. Karen Barber years ago. And, you know, they've got some students in Santa Rosa County who are considered unaccompanied youth or may have very emergent needs. And so we provide food bags to the school district that they have there on site that they can distribute to those children who are in need. And, you know, food is such a critical stabilizing factor for those children. when they know that they can receive food at school, whether it's through the breakfast and lunch program or the food that MANA provides, it brings them back. And, and you know, that's really what we want to see is we want to see kids in school. We want to see them learning and having the nutrition they need to learn. And so programs like Tummy Bundles, like Backpack for Teens exist for just that reason. You also mentioned Gulf Coast Kids House. Of course, Gulf Coast Kids House and Santa Rosa Kids House, our local child advocacy centers, do fantastic work. But, you know, sometimes in the evenings or on the weekends, they've got children who they need to place. And they might place those children in the care of someone who is not expecting their arrival. And so they don't have the food needed to feed extra mouths. So MANA food bags are there on site at both of those locations, Gulf Coast Kids House and Santa Rosa Kids House, to help those families in need through those difficult times. So those are just a few of the programs that serve children and certainly the families that support them.
I'm noticing here we have others listed, Children's Home Society, Nemours Children's Health, Child Nutrition. I mean, the list is endless. I don't know how all of you keep up with it because you have a relatively small staff considering how many people you serve in the community. How many people actually are staffed over there at MANA Food Pantries?
Yeah, we only have 8 staff.
Wow.
And so, yes, that's lean
incredible.
And mean. We like to call ourselves lean and mean. Small,
wow.
Small but mighty.
Oh, my gosh, because you are a nonprofit
but
organization.
Meg, the truth is, yes, that's right. But I'll tell you, the truth is that this staff is extremely efficient. We work very hard to be good stewards of financial gifts, food donations, and volunteer time. And speaking of volunteer time, we simply could not do what we do without volunteer support. Last year, we had more than 4,200 volunteers
wow.
donate more than 14,000 hours of service.
Wow.
And so our volunteers are really what make this thing go.
So if I wanted to volunteer and help out, what can I do? How do I get in touch with you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, the best resource is to go to our website, manahelps.org. There's a volunteer page on the website, and there's a form there that you can fill out and submit. That gets sent directly to our volunteer manager, Sherry, and then she fields each of those submissions and gets back in touch with folks to help coordinate their volunteer experience. And, you know, we welcome individuals to volunteer with us, and we also welcome volunteer groups. You know, for a lot of employers, volunteering with MANA is a really great team-building exercise. It kind of gets everybody out of the office. It levels the playing field a little bit.
I've been there with a big group.
You know, staff and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's actually fun.
So, so we've got something for everybody here.
Okay. And if I'm interested, if my business or organization or as me personally, if I wanted to donate food, do you have some guidelines for that and how to go about it?
We sure do. You know, one of the things that's really important to MANA is that we provide the healthiest food possible. You know, if we have this opportunity to feed people, we want to be sure that we're contributing to the health and well-being of our community, right? That just makes good sense. And so the food items that we look for and we ask for are the healthy things that you would want to feed your own family. So we're looking for things like canned fruit in 100% juice, not those heavy syrups. We're looking for canned vegetables and really think about the rainbow. So everything from carrots to greens and everything in between, all the colors, because it offers some different nutrient options for folks. In terms of protein, we're always looking for canned chicken, canned tuna, as well as the pouches of tuna and chicken, because we use those pouches for our children's programs. Also peanut butter. Our friend over at Cat Country, your sister station, Brent Lane,
yes.
He loves to talk about peanut butter.
Yes, sir.
And so we definitely love peanut butter.
All right, Carrie, this is great information. I'm going to stop you right there. We got to take a quick break, but when we'll come back, we'll finish your list
of
things we can donate and talk about some of the ways that you're also helping adults in our community. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Carrie at MANA Food Pantries, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking this morning with Carrie, let me make sure I pronounce it right, Smeda, who is the Associate Executive Director for Manna Food Pantries. While we were at the break, I got a nice text from Dan who says, I volunteered at the Manna Food Bank one time as part of a team building exercise. It was a very positive experience, and I highly recommend it for any organization. So thanks, Dan, for sending that in. Yeah, that's very sweet. You were mentioning you were going through the list of things that we can donate. We talked about the cans, canned vegetables, canned fruits, and you're about to get into the proteins. You talked about pouches of tuna and chicken. What else can we donate?
Yeah. And then, you know, the grain products. So oatmeal, the packets, the individual packets in the boxes, those are ideal as a breakfast item. So microwavable meals, too. So think about those like Hormel
Confites.
Those are very high in protein. And those are another thing that we include in our kiddos' food bags. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we are looking for. And Meg, just as you pointed out, that complete list is on our website. I will tell you, if you follow us on social media, we always love to post our wish list Wednesdays post.
Yes, that's a great
And that provides, to you, you know, that helps everybody know these are our most needed items at this time. But we also pair it with the local sales of our grocers. And so you can really get the most bang for your buck when you pick out those items and donate them to Manna. So I encourage folks to check both places.
Okay, so tell us where you're located and your hours and when y'all are open. So if I did want to bring a box of goodies by, how do I go about doing that? Where are you?
Yeah, we are located here at 3030 North E Street. And we are here Monday through Friday, and you can drop off at our donation door. Just follow the signs to that donation drop-off, and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Is when you can drop off at the door. We also have a collection bin outside for after-hours drop-offs, but certainly we prefer for you to make it through the week so that we can, first of all, thank you. And second of all, if you would like a donation receipt, we can provide that to you.
Great. Okay. You can also go online, I understand, of places like Amazon and other places that will deliver it right to your door.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's another way, too.
We've got an Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my gosh, just a few weeks away, we've got some Prime Days coming up, so
good.
There might be some good opportunities to take advantage of there, where you can send it directly to us, either through Amazon or utilizing Walmart as well.
Excellent.
So those are all, you always find those links in our Wishlist Wednesday post.
Yep. Well, a lot of times we see food drives around Thanksgiving and the holidays, but unfortunately, as you mentioned, with 1 in 4 children food insecure in our community, which is shocking to me, we have a need year-round. So not only children, we touched on that when we first started chatting, but also for adults. So I was looking again at your website. You have emergency food assistance. We have, it looks like you have Ministry Village. You have Pensacola State College, Covenant Care, Healthy Seniors Food Program at Westminster Village, Monthly Senior your food program. Talk a bit about how you're helping the older community as well.
Yeah, you know, that's the other, you know, vulnerable population that is really finding it difficult to get by right now. As we see, you know, some reduction in services, benefits, cuts to agencies, unfortunately, some of our community senior citizens are really struggling. And so, programs like the Healthy Seniors Food Program that Manna operates in partnership with Westminster Village, which is a local low-income retirement community, really helps shore up the food supply for the senior citizens enrolled in that program. And, you know, the great thing about that program, and like so many of our other programs, is we talk to those senior citizens routinely throughout the year, and we actually do food security surveys. What's great about that is whether you're investing food or money or time into Manna, you know that your investment is working because we can tell you, and this is actual data, in our most recent survey with senior citizens in the Healthy Seniors Food Program, 100% of them, this is our most recent survey, 100% told us that the nutritional quality of their diet is improved as a result of the food they receive from manna.
That's incredible.
And so we love that. Yeah, we love that evidence-based work. You know, that's really important so that you know your investment is truly making a difference. And so, of course, lifting those seniors up, making sure they have the food that they need. My goodness, you can't imagine your parents or your grandparents, you know, going without. So,
well, you've done a tremendous job, too, of helping.
What a tremendous program that is.
Yeah, you have done so much because you helped so many other organizations as well. And I know for a fact that this year you really stepped up to help Council on Aging and the Meals on Wheels programs with all of the recent state and federal cuts to these programs. You've made a big difference for that program and kept it going. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are only as strong as we, you know, make ourselves as a whole. And so, you know, we work It is always a priority for us to work with other agencies in this community to ensure that nobody falls off, nobody is left behind. And certainly if manna can fill that gap for, you know, a short time period or even a longer time period, then we're glad to help in that way. And so our work with Council on Aging, you know, look, those folks are doing fantastic work in our community, and we are glad to support Council on Aging in the Meals on Wheels program as needed.
Well, it's amazing what you do with a staff of eight, but to have 14,000, I believe, hours of volunteer service, and you said you had, what, of over 40, how many volunteers? 4,200 volunteers this past year. That's amazing. So it
That's
is
great.
A community effort. We're going to take a quick break here, Carrie, and then we'll come back and wrap it up talking with Carrie at Manna Food Pantries about all the ways they are helping the community, and I'm hoping some ways you can help them. We'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, talking with Carrie Smeda with Manna Food Pantries. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and talk with us this morning. I really appreciate it, Carrie. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't talked about this morning?
Yeah, well, I'd love to tell you about a couple things we've got upcoming, Meg. So
great.
First on the list is Pensacan. So this annual event that we do with the American Institute of Architects of Florida Northwest is such a fun event. I think it's super cool, personally. But it's such a great and fun way to engage with the community while bringing attention to such a serious topic. This event is where architectural firms and just community amateurs build really cool structures entirely out of full cans of food. And those structures are on display at Cordova Mall. They'll be there October 3rd through the 10th in the Dillard's Wing. And you can go check them out. There's a People's Choice Award voting component.
So oh boy.
You can go to the mall, peruse around, take a look, pick out your favorite, and then go onto Manna's website and vote. Of course, News Radio's own Andrew McKay is one of our panel of judges. Brent Lane also, of course, our friend Laura Hussey from over at WAR, and some other folks on Jake with Hanto and Clark and Brittany down at P&J. So there's certainly a celebrity judging component, but also that People's Choice Award vote. So we've got 11 builds this year, so we're really excited for folks to check those out. So I encourage folks to swing by Cordova Mall October 3rd through the 10th.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, our Fill the Mayflower Food Drive is coming up, and News Radio has always been such a wonderful partner of that event. That's going to be Friday, November 21st, so stay tuned for more information on the 2025 Fill the Mayflower Food Drive. And then lastly, we're doing a community open house. So we invite the community to come by Manna on October 7th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay,
more
great.
Information on our social media. Okay. We hope you'll stop by.
Okay, and what is that website again, Carrie?
That's mannahelps.org.
Mannahelps.org. Thank you so much for coming and calling in this morning. We appreciate all that you do at Manna Food Pantries. We live in the richest country in the world. Nobody should go hungry in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. Thanks to you. We'll be back on Pep Talk.
Right, thanks, Meg.